Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the ImpactVest podcast, transformative global innovation in a new era of impact. I'm Aisha Williams, the founder and CEO of ImpactVest, and along with our guest host, we aim to inspire and motivate towards collective positive global impact to solve our world's most pressing challenges in sustainability. With each episode, we will engage in insightful conversations with global changemakers, visionaries, and sustainability activists who wish to build a more sustainable and resilient future. Join us now as we create the future of impact.
Hi, everyone. My name is Aisha Williams, and I'm the founder and CEO of ImpactVest. I am here today with Nicolas Caillé, and who's the CEO of Gravity. And he's also a member of our ImpactVest Alliance. So welcome to our podcast today, Nicolas.
Hey, Aisha. Hey, everyone. Nice to be here and to share some thoughts around what I do with Gravity today.
Great. Yes, I'm very excited to speak with you today because we're also working on a blockchain for impact model. I think this is the future of the industry, what you're working on at Gravity. So can you tell us a bit more about your background and what led you to actually pursue all of the initiatives with Gravity that you're looking
at? Yeah, sure. So my background, I've got a degree in computer science and another one in finance. I've studied in France and in the UK. I started my career in something completely different. So I was in finance and trading in London for about 8 years at different investment banks. Then I decided to take the entrepreneur route, actually, and went all the way to Brazil, where I stayed for 6 years. I launched an e-commerce startup, or just e-commerce, let's be honest, selling contact lenses in Brazil. I sold that after 6 years. But already towards the end, I was feeling the impact that blockchain could make. And I really wanted to take part of this revolution. So I was lucky enough to have a friend of mine working in Amsterdam in blockchain, on a blockchain project. So I joined him working on this decentralized private key management system for financial institutions. So I did that for about 2 years. And towards the end, in parallel, I took part of the HEC Challenge Plus program in Abidjan in Côte d'Ivoire, where I was traveling every month for a week or two to study, but also to get to know the market, get to know what's going on the ground, to understand a bit more how business is conducted and what can be done. And I got contacted by someone who I knew from before to take over, to lead Gravity and to become the CEO of Gravity. And at Gravity, what we do is we empower people to securely share private verifiable data on a need-to-know basis. So that means that users, they're back in control of their data. They're not anymore the product. And they need to give consent to share their personal and private data.
Yes, and I think this is what is so exciting about gravity. This is really the next step, I think, in ID verification. And can you tell us a bit about the user experience of someone who will use the gravity product and who may not have verifiable identity papers, right? And what would their experience be on the Gravity platform?
So I can speak about one of the use cases that is currently deployed on the ground in Kenya. Yeah, because I forgot to mention that Gravity is a French company with a subsidiary in Kenya. And a lot of the work we're doing currently in Kenya is with the Red Cross over there for refugee camps. So how do you get them to use a blockchain technology, even though they might be, you know, in remote without network coverage refugees camp? So that's something that we work with this technology that you might gonna hear about as self-sovereign identity, decentralized identity. There are plenty of names and jargon, but at the end of the day, it solves a lot of problems, and that's what matters. So those people, those refugees, what they are given some credentials, some verifiable credentials, as we say, by the NGO. So the Red Cross is just onboarding them. And what they will end up with is some sort of a QR code that is full of data for that beneficiary. And with that QR code, so that's basically some data, a payload, if you want, and some data that is being signed by this this entity issuing these verifiable credentials. So the Red Cross is, in a way, authenticating this beneficiary and guaranteeing that this is his name, his date of birth, and that he's allowed to get some food or some goods from a given shop and so on. So what they do, they will go to by the next door shop, actually, where they are entitled to get some food. And they will show this QR code. This QR code will be verified by the shop owner. And he will see that it's okay. It hasn't been revoked. It is still live, in a way. And those people, in exchange for that, they will get access to the good. But it's not necessarily the simple use case that I've just mentioned, because when we talk about identity, what we need to understand, the same way we talked about programmable money with Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, now it is becoming a programmable identity. And some of the other use cases is that, for example, on health credential, which is something that is quite important for us, and we're putting a lot of resources on this at the moment. It's people with a chronic disease. People would not necessarily know which disease they have, or they don't know how to explain to a doctor. And this is people in immigration. So they might come from one camp to another, and it can be very complicated for them to explain themselves and to know, for the doctor or the medical staff to know what they have or what is their prescription and so on. So an entity will issue these verifiable credentials. So this is like putting in an envelope, closing the envelope and putting your seal on it. So the seal is just the digital signature from that entity. And then the content, that it's something that is readable by the third party, the verifier, if you want, that will be able to check the data, making sure it's coming from the given entity. And then the patient or the beneficiary will receive the healthcare he needs just by that. But you know, that's some of the use cases that we have in real life at the moment. That those are live projects. It's called the Digid Initiative in Kenya. So it's a consortium of NGOs, and the idea is also actually to make it interoperable and not to have siloed information at different entities. So the data owner is the subject himself, and then he will give his consent for other people, other entities, being the NGO, being the clinic, being the doctors, and so on, to access his data. He's the only owner of the data and the only one we can give consent. The QR code is just like a mean to access that data. But at the end of the day, if you read the QR code, you cannot do anything without the consent of the end user.
And the key really is data here. And I think that's what makes Gravity so unique in the marketplace. I think you have the on-the-ground experience. The use case of blockchain technology is really where the value is. And to be able to open up access to financial services, right? Because if we are really speaking about filling the SDG financing gap, like you said, Nicola, first, we have to be able to provide access to the financial services in terms of loans and mortgages in order to really fill the gap here and to be able to open up many other opportunities that this blockchain for use case does. And I think this is what really makes what you're working on at Gravity so special, because it is the future of the usage of blockchain technology. And can you tell us a bit more about your scaling plans, what you're focusing on this year and in 2024?
Yeah, so the as you just mentioned, and just to summarize it a bit, the impact of this missing identity layer, for me, it can be broken down into three pillars. So you have this inaccessibility, which is based on the 2.5 billion people financially excluded, of which 57% are in Africa. And on top of that, you have a huge finance gap for a small and medium enterprise. So that's 421 billion in Africa, which on the other end represent about 70% of the workforce and 30% of the GDP. So that's obviously something that we are going to tackle, and we are tackling this year, what we call supply chain finance. It's how you give back power to the shop owners with the data they have, that you know, they're from their suppliers, basically. So their order history, their payment history, and so on, in order to have access to microcredit or loans to develop, to gain some economic growth by increasing their margin, because they're going to be able to buy more stock, or they're going to be able to buy the shop next door to extend their activity, and so on. And this is really providing the tools to the digital lenders in a system where we have zero trust, in order for them to being able to calculate as reliable as possible credit score, in order to give them a decent borrowing rate. So that's one of the pillar that we are working on. We are piloting several items on that in Kenya at the moment. But obviously, some of the other country where we are involved as well in the Western and French-speaking part of Africa is of interest for us. For in terms of the roadmap, what we want to do, SSI, self-sovereign identity, and the digital identity, it can cover a huge scope. So from health, education, finance, public sector, travel, Internet of Things. So many things to do that, obviously, given that we are raising capital at the moment, but we won't be able to do everything at once. That's for sure. So we need to focus where it really matters, and when we have an added value. So this NGO sector is where we want to continue, because that's part of our DNA. And that's where, when our big why is to promote inclusion and equality of opportunities. So we want to continue to serve those people, and to help them contribute to their mission in a way. But we're also working on this education certificates or digital verifiable credentials for education, for people to be able to prove that they've done this training, that they've got this diploma, and so on. We've done some stuff around this in the past with the UNDP, so the United Nations Development Program in Turkey for Syrian refugees. And now we are just adapting it to a more, commercial aspect of it, with universities, schools, private schools, and so on. There's something also that is quite important. It's around this digital product passport. This is where we realize that the SSI is a very good technology for traceability. And we found plenty of use cases around this. So one of them is the tilapia traceability in Ivory Coast. also discussing with someone from the Alliance, actually, around vegetables traceability in Nigeria. There's plenty of stuff that can be done and where we want to focus on. But mainly, the for the coming year and the one after, it's the NGO work, the supply chain finance work, so financial inclusion, and the DPP, digital product passport.
And this is truly the future of the industry. I imagine you'll continue to scale and provide all of these services to not only provide financial inclusion, but like you said about the health passports and educational credentials, those are all so important to be able to participate in capital markets, right? Because that's what we're speaking about. They're all of the basis of all of our services here need to be verified. Your health and education, finances. And so that's what's so exciting here, is that we can actually bring millions of people into the capital markets that haven't been able to participate before. And so what you and your team are doing, Nicola, is so important, I think, for closing the SDG financing gap and to be able to really build a sustainable future where we have more inclusion in market activities.
Yeah, and we've seen that. So Gravity is contributing to 12 of the 17 UN SDGs, depending on the use cases that we can participate or that we're already participating in. But speaking of the financial services, we've seen how they've changed in the past 10 years or so around this KYC, so know your customer, anti-money laundering, the way those teams have been built up and increased the number of people working into those departments. And clearly, that's something that can be solved with this technology, or at least automated and make it way more efficient. There is some, especially around the DeFi, so the decentralized finance, there is some experiments. JP Morgan did one in a couple of months ago in a DeFi pool with verifiable credentials, because it gives, as I was mentioning, this programmable identity also gives you the granularity for risk management and risk access control. So if you are within an industry, a financial industry, and you want to make sure your trader is not going over his risk limit, that risk limit can be embedded or can be part of a verifiable credentials. And then the system cannot perform or cannot do a trade unless it has this verifiable credential that is valid. And in that case, everything that happened with Kerviel or everything that was a bit off the book could not happen anymore with this system doing on. And I think the banks have really understood that. And now it's just a matter of time in terms of, putting the resources against the problems and so on. But I think we definitely will go around that. Yes, we have some issues with the FTX and the like and all the fraud and so on. But I think it's also a very good in order to consolidate the market and to say that now it's going to be regulated, because at the end of the day, we're going to need regulation somehow. So just now let's make it happen. We have in Europe, you have the MiCA regulation that's going to be coming soon. You have plenty of steps that are being done in the right way. For financial institutions to just for the ones that are late and the ones that are already involved into digital assets to do that and to add this identity layer, because this is really the transversal layer that is needed for any regulated activity to be done.
Yes, and I agree. I almost think it's too bad that the first use case of blockchain were the cryptocurrencies, right? Because it sort of overlooks the real use case of blockchain tech, which what you're working on. And it's here where the true value of blockchain is. And I often think of this space as the early days of the internet, right? That we need the regulation. We saw the FTX insolvency. But the true future of blockchain tech is here to be able to verify identity. And I think if investors really are in the space very early, then the returns that they're going to make in this space are quite high, right? And so that's what's also quite exciting about what you're working on. We're still in the early stages of the industry, but the market opportunities for investors are really tremendous to be able to scale the industry in terms of the real use cases of blockchain technology.
Yeah, and you know, in terms of the going back to UN SDG, is one of them is for everyone on Earth to have a digital identity. So that's 8 billion plus people. So by 2030. So yeah, it might look far from here where we are in 2023, but at the end of the day, that's inevitable. You know, we're going to go towards this. And it will ease plenty of stuff. You know, just for me, I've been outside of France for 18 years, coming back and just renting a flat, having to prove all of my, work contract, my IDs, plenty of stuff that I had to bring to the different real estate agencies. It was really painful. And at the end of the day, then you need to make sure that you send an email for GDPR reason, that you want all of your data erased and so on. Would be way more efficient just to have this those system in place. So there's some initiative in Europe being done. I think it will take a bit of time. It's still in piloting and so on. But we're definitely going towards this future, especially in Europe. You know, you have the Scandinavian countries or Estonia, which are really advanced on that part of the e-identity. And I believe it will be the rest will have to follow. In France, there are some pilots with the national identity card that you can get on your mobile phone now. So all the tech stack behind this, it's verifiable credentials. People don't need to know at the end of the day. It's like the internet, you know, you mentioned that. The internet, if you ask how many people know how it really works, you're not going to have many of them who really understand and can explain that. But they use that every day. So, and that's where we're going, I think, with a programmable identity as well.
Yes, and when we speak about 2030, only 7 years away, and then 8 billion people, right, to be brought in. It's very exciting. I think this is the next step in blockchain technology. Once we get past crypto as the use case, as the main use case, then we'll. I do think that verifiable identity is where we can truly make a difference and bring millions into the capital markets to be able to provide the verifiable services. And I think that you and your team and Gravity are on the forefront of this. And it's a quite exciting path forward for all of you. And so we're happy to support you here at the ImpactVest Alliance and to be able to fill the gap. And I think the services that you're providing are so needed in terms of the future of capital markets.
Yeah, that's for sure something, as I mentioned, you know, for now, we're just focusing on some proof points on what we do and what we have next to us. And most likely it's going to be Africa at the beginning, but we're already seeing, looking at how we can expand into Europe next, because that's where there's going to be some changes, as I mentioned, with the regulation being put in place. And then obviously this is a global reach for us. So 25, 26, that's something where we want to be a global actor on the self-sovereign identity.
And I think you're on your way. It's a wide open market for you and your team, and you have an excellent team, an excellent product, and a great path forward. We're looking forward to all of the scaling that you'll do in the next couple of years here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been great having you on the podcast, Nicola, and what you and your team are doing at Gravity is so important to filling the gap in financial services, and you're really on the cutting edge of the use cases of blockchain technology in terms of verifiable identity. A great company, a great team, and we're looking forward to supporting you in the future. So thank you very much for being on our podcast.
But thanks for having me, and looking forward to the future, you know. Just say it's great to see people so enthusiastic about what we do. We're trying to drive with passion, and that's something that has been, you know, me for coming from the financial world and then doing something that I really like. Now these days, I'm just fulfilled with this passion in order just to deliver the mission that we have. So yeah, that's very good. Thank you very much for having me anyway.
Thank you, Nicola, and we look forward to updates in the future.
Yeah, sure, we'll do.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the ImpactVest podcast, transformative global innovation in a new era of impact. Join us next week for another episode and become part of our ImpactVest newsletter community, where you will receive all of the latest updates about our work in this new era of innovative impact finance. See you next week as we create the future of finance at ImpactVest.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.